Okay, so we're going to do something that's quite simple, quite straightforward. You know, we had somebody who had been coming along Day Spring for a while, and I don't know how long ago it was, they said, we're not coming back anymore because the preaching is too basic, it's too simple here. And I thought, I'll take that. I really will. That's not bad. There are deep things in God, but if you need the deep things, you can do it yourself. Okay? Really important. I'm not in business. We're not in business for people who want deep things from God. We're here for people who want to follow Jesus more closely in more areas of their life. And the bit in that Praise Unending song that we sing, the bit I really like out of that, so let my deeds outrun my words and let my life outweigh my songs. And I find from time to time, I come back to the really simple stuff and I say to myself, Dave, if only you were actually doing that rather than being able to say where the Bible reference is, your life would be a lot easier, a lot better. So this morning, we're going to stay with the topic of faith. It's all right. The more I can actually get my muscle memory to realise where the wires are, the better when I come over to this side. I want to say a bit more about faith. If I'd have felt we could have moved on, the disruptions of this last couple of weeks would have made me think that we still need to be there and we still need to be thinking about that. I'll try and follow that clock. And of course it happens with individual things as well. Last week our grandson Tom broke his collarbone in his first rugby match, and of course he sort of fits in with his uncles, and I said to the PE teacher, here we go again, you know, sort of back to the hospital and so on. And of course they've changed the way they deal with that now. And then this week we got a phone call from his mum, from our daughter Susanna, to say that Tom had tested positive on a lateral flow test and we'd been with them. So he went for a PCR, and they didn't send us for PCRs to Chippenham. They sent us to over to Rorton, and we couldn't find a place and so on. And the following morning, Tom got his PCR results, which were completely clear. And then the next morning, he was supposed to be going into school. So he took another lateral flow test, and that was positive. And then he went and had another PCR, and that was negative. And life just goes up and down, because we've booked tickets for the cinema to go with him to see No Time to Die earlier on, and we weren't sure whether we'd be going for that, and we weren't sure whether we'd be here. And the Sandbergs were into it as well this week with having to do tests. And, of course, if we'd have had to self-isolate, then probably Carol would have had to self-isolate as well. And, hey, that's just sort of the micro. And, guys, if that hasn't happened to you, I prophesy, not that it will, but that it is highly likely to over the next months. And then, of course, there's all this stuff about the fuel. And I confidently said, oh, well, that's just over the weekend when everybody's tanks are all full up. It won't be a problem again. So actually being able to navigate these months, I think, is really difficult. But so we're back to faith. Now, one of the triggers for thinking about faith, apart from that, is that you know that I've said that Rosie and I have had a little bit of a conversation backwards and forwards on this. And one of the things that came out when she was talking about it was that she found it really difficult at the way Jesus appeared to really blast the disciples for their lack of faith. Now, I have to say, and I'll perhaps, if we get time at the end, in the light of Proverbs 3, I'll explain why that doesn't bother me so much. But in fact, the whole talk this morning is about that. But lo and behold, after Rosie and I talked about this a bit, I went off to a conference, and during the conference, somebody was speaking actually on the verse I'm talking this morning, and for no good reason, they went back to the story of the storm and said, I'm sure Jesus would have said that sort of kindly, right? So I'm not sure how you can say, where is your faith? Why do you still have no faith, kindly? I felt as though there was a bit... obviously, they too felt as though there was a bit of muscle behind that. So I've got that in the back of my mind as well, and we'll come to that in a minute. So let's move on. I want to talk about faith. But of course, you know, the word faith doesn't appear anywhere in the Bible. It isn't there. There is no word faith. There's only, and I want to be careful about this because my New Testament Greek is even worse than my Spanish, which is, I think, worse than my Italian, which is clearly worse than my French. I sort of measure whether I can say please and thank you and beer. You know, that's my test for whether I know a language. And I don't even know the word for beer in New Testament Greek. But it's this word, which sort of reads pistuo. Now, if you look it up, you'll find there's about 32 different declensions, and pistis is the root word, and cases and so on, because they didn't have very many words, so they had to stick a lot of bits on the front and the end to make sense of it. And that's the word you get. And it can mean belief, it can mean believing, it's sometimes translated as faith. And I wanted to pick on a verse where it's translated as trust. Okay, so that's what we're looking at this morning, trust. Faith as trust. And we're going to talk about that a bit. So it's obvious that we're going to trust in him. Yeah? I'm with Romans 15:13. By the way, I'm only speaking on one verse, because if I'd have done what I really prefer to do and speak on a paragraph, it would have gone all the way around the room. And I can justify speaking on one verse on this occasion, because it's actually a prayer. And it sort of finishes off Romans. And then, because Paul was a real preacher, he starts again and adds another chapter and a half. If you have a look at it, you can see that it all comes to an end. And if it was being read out in church, as in a gathering in the first century, he would have got to this verse and he would have said it, and people would have breathed a sigh of relief and thought, lunch. And then he said, oh, just hang on a minute. And then he went on for rather longer. If it had been in the evening, they'd have been hanging on to people so they didn't fall out of windows as well, wouldn't they, as he was going through this stuff. But trust in him, and this is a word. This is two little words that I used to use an awful lot when I was involved in strategic planning for the Bible Society. And every one of our goal statements had to have these two words in them. And that's the word so that. It was never enough to say, we're going to do this. Because there was always some person with an exciting project. And it was possible to say, when they said, yeah, we're going to do this. And you would say, so that? Ooh, go away and have to work out why you wanted to do it. So we trust in him so that, we're still in Romans 15, whoops, and here, you may, right, we trust in him so that you may, what? You can't be wrong with this, but what comes to mind, so that you may? Sasha's looked it up in her Bible, so we'll leave you till the end. Great to look it up as we go along. So that you may what? Be filled. Sorry? Prosper. What else? Not panic. What else? Anything else comes to mind? So, not fear. Well, I guess all. Oh, this is going to happen every time. Mind you, it's good. I haven't done my exercises today. So that you may overflow. So potentially it's all of those. And some of you will have been told that if you were look at the makeup of the Greek words, it would be superabound. Right? So it comes in and it overflows and you don't stop pouring. We've got one of those Nespresso coffee makers which has got a small container. Right? It doesn't... I think the aspiration in our family is, you know, you've arrived when you have a coffee maker that's directly plumbed into the water supply. That's good. But mine carries about half a litre. And I have a very, very bad habit of having the water superabound, because we've got filtered water output, stand it on the draining board, turn it round. I know I'm only going to turn around for 2 seconds and then it will be almost full. And then I go off and do something else, and the water is super abounded, okay? All the way down the back of the working surface and all over the place. And my wife has various names that she calls me under these circumstances, which are perfectly reasonable, but would, on the basis of Sermon on the Mount, probably have her consigned to hell several times over. But so you may overflow. Okay, what are you going to overflow with? Love? Sure, that's true. But out of the 9 fruits of the Spirit, on this occasion, it includes one that's not there. With hope. So that, trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope. And I'll just finish this off, because we probably won't get here. I'll just put it here to remind me that we're not referring to this too much. By the power of the... Power of the... Yeah. Okay. So, that wasn't difficult, was it? Simple. Yet another reason for leaving the church, being too simple, too basic. So, we're trusting Him so that you may overflow with hope. Now, hope is not the same as trust, that's clear. We tend to get those things mixed up. Hope is an expectation of something good. Now, I have a hope that sometime I might go on holiday. And this morning, Karen... When I'd heard that you guys had got 2 weeks away, right, and I thought, I know what they're doing. They're going away for Karen's 50th birthday thing. Yeah, they're off to the Maldives. Yeah? No, not off to the Maldives. They're off to Blackpool. Yeah. Bit restricted. Bit different. So... You can have a hope, you can have a good expectation. And we all know that about with holidays. You had a hope that you were going to the Maldives, although I don't think he'd told you about it at the time that it got to shut down, no. And we had a hope that we were going to Marrakesh, which would have been the first time either of us had visited North Africa. And that was a reasonable expectation. We'd paid the money, we'd got the insurance, we'd read the travel guides. It was all lined up, and we were going, we knew where we were staying, and we were thinking about going into the Medina of the evenings and being able to perhaps take a trip out to the Atlas Mountains and so on. That was our hope. Okay? And so trust Him so that you may overflow with help. Hope. But there's something that comes before that, okay? And it's this, this wasn't long enough for my verse. May the God of all hope, okay, fill you. What's he going to fill you with? Here's the thing. It looks as though there's excess words, doesn't it? Because you would expect that it would say hope here. May the God of all hope fill you with hope as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope. But here's the thing. You can't get directly to hope. Yeah? Well, you can. You can have a great expectation, but it's not the same as faith. Now, here's something that really struck me, and it came out at this conference because a guy stood up and said this, may the God of all hope fill you with hope as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope, in which case the verse starts to sound a bit stupid because it starts repeating itself all over again. So, may the God of all hope fill you with what? But we've got the word faith here again, haven't we? Yeah, see, that's what I was expecting. Pardon? Well, if you keep on, you're bound to come to it in the end, yeah. But you're right, I think, about the peace. Well, we'll put the as you trust in him. So, peace. Here we are. Okay. Now, here's the other word, with all joy and peace. Okay. Let's make it even simple. Even simpler. That guy who does compare the market, Alexander the Meerkat, is one of my favourite characters. Second to Paddington, but he's pretty impressive. I just love that. Simples. If you can get something that's simples, that's great. So, it's simples. May the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace. Simples. Smiles and sleeps. Yeah? May the good of all hope fill you with smiles and sleeps as you trust in him. Yeah? Is that basic? Now, if you think about it, if you're really good at Bible and lists, you'll know about the fruit of the Spirit, which has got love, joy, peace in there. And so you can see where the Spirit comes into this, can't you? It's a work of the Spirit that we see all joy and peace in our lives. And the other thing is this, if you go to the earlier chapter of Romans 14, you get where it talks about the kingdom of God. It says that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, right? Observing rules, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, sorry, that's the wrong canoli song that's in the authorized version. So, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll post that verse tomorrow to make sure we've got it in our minds, because I think there's something there. The only problem is this, that we need to unscramble what we mean by the word trust. Okay? So, I do, when I order something or when I book something, trust in the receipt which I get by email. Okay, it's a reasonable thing to do, reasonable to rely on. I had a real problem with that recently, where I'd paid for some furniture, paid a lot of money for two sofas, and we cancelled the order. Because, in fact, we decided we didn't like the colour, but it served them right, because they'd left it for, they'd postponed it for another 3 months before they were going to deliver it. So we cancelled it, And I relied, I trusted what a young woman called Tracy on the end of the phone told me, that I would have the money back into my account within 3 to 5 working days. I didn't. And after I'd allowed 10 working days, I won't tell you. But in the end, I got the money back. But it involved me writing some quite long emails. But we got it back in the end. And I had to tell you that when I was told that the money would be sent to me through some complicated process via HSBC, where I had to enter a specific number into a website and do this and that, I was not trusting. I kept on clicking until I saw the money come through in my account. And you know, I went back twice to check that I had read it right. Okay, trusting, we need something to help us. And until yesterday, I couldn't really justify this. I knew it was right, but I couldn't justify it. What other word would you put in the place of trust? Let's see if we can generate some. I wonder what ones you're going to come up with. Rely, okay? The rely is actually a good word, and I think sometimes it's actually used in places. Other words, anything that can be a bit more physical, a bit more concrete. Depend, yeah. Do you know the word that struck me as I was trying to be like Alexander the meerkat? That I couldn't get any simpler than the word, see if I've got it. Rather than trusting, was this word. To lean. Okay? Now, I know it's a picture, but lean is really an interesting word, isn't it? Yeah? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, it said in the reading this morning, and do not lean to your own understanding. In some translations it says rely on your own understanding. That's the sort of parallelism you would expect. So trust, in Proverbs, is equivalent to lean. And that's sort of what I want us to get to this morning. And I'm going to do something really cringy in a minute, because I'm going to invite you, those of you who find yourself safe on your feet, to do what I'm doing now and to lean as we pray. Because sometimes in the physical, we move to the spiritual. Yeah? Because we do lean all the time on one thing or another. We either lean on the Lord, or we lean on the words of Marks and Spencer, which I wouldn't advise at the moment. Yeah? We lean on God's word, or we lean on what we might expect to work out. We lean, excuse me using this one, but Ralph sort of hinted at it, and it really sticks with me as being a terrifying thing that's happened this week. We lean on a police officer's warrant card, or we lean on something else. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. It's got to be a lifestyle in all your ways, okay? In all your ways, acknowledge him. So, here we are. And of course, if you want to come full circle, at the end of that reading from Proverbs, it said, my son, don't resent the discipline of the Lord, because he does it for you good, for your good. So, here's what I want to say to you in a sentence, and then I'm going to invite you to lean and we're going to pray. Okay? I am very happy for God to have a go at me about my lack of faith, or for you to have a go at me about my lack of faith, because I know that if I can find faith, it's going to improve my quality of life hugely, because I will be filled with all joy and peace. And guys, I can tell you what I want this autumn, and it smiles and sleeps. Yeah? I want to be able to sleep good, and I don't want to be a grump. I really do not. My family might tell you that they're sure that I find huge satisfaction in being a grump, but it's really not true. The ability to trust God through the power of the Holy Spirit is what faith is about. And when Jesus had a go at these guys, he did it for their own good, because he knew one night Peter would be stuck in prison. He knew that one day Paul and Silas would be in jail. Yeah? He knew that there was going to be one day when Paul was going to be on a boat which was bound to sink. And there were smiles and there were sleeps for those people. Yeah? We've dealt with that, haven't we? And that's what it seems to me faith is about. So if we come back to faith again, I can do it in a couple of words. Yeah? Smiles and sleeps is what it's about. Being able to sleep under all circumstances, to be able to find rest. And when you can't, not to struggle and to say, Lord, I'm trusting you. I had a bad night one night this week. And in the end, I decided I'm not going to try and sleep. I'm just going to encourage myself in God. And you know what happens when you do that, don't you? Yeah. Do it properly. Do it for a little while. You pray in tongues for a while. You open your heart to God. And most times, not always, because sometimes it says in Scripture we're in heaviness through many testings. It's in 1 Peter, you get that, and he talks about suffering. So guys, here it is. I want to pray. I want us all to pray. And I'd like to invite you to try this one. Try leaning. Get off balance. Come and find a piece of wall. And do you think of the places where you've been leaning on things that aren't good? Yeah, I'd be a bit careful if you're going to do it, Tony. Yeah, if you want to. But you know the feeling, don't you? Yeah. If you had your walking stick here, you could do that as well. Yeah. Having a little lean. Yeah. You can come and come on in, we'll just pray. You feel the wall? You're better off than I am, because I hope the door opens this way, because somebody might open the door. A bit like my own understanding, isn't it? Make sure you're off balance, guys. Lord, we come before you and we say we know we are bound to be off balance one way or the other. Either we're going to be leaning on our own understanding or leaning on you. And Lord, it's a lifestyle. Whether it's about getting to work on time or getting the meds through or a hospital appointment actually happening or the thousand and one other things that we worry about our kids and about the future and about tomorrow as well, Lord. After we've done all we can to be sensible, we want to know that the direction of our bias is to lean on you. And Lord, we want to see that happen. And Father, we pray that over these next few months, that we will be people who are notable among those we meet and mix with, for the fact that there is joy, and there is peace, and there is hope, because